problem of male-centric books. You're listening to The Problem Of. I'm your host, Luella Weaver, and this is episode number 1. This episode is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. I have to admit that this is strange, especially when one considers that books with radical male tend to be books in which women are conspicuously absent rather than portrayed in them. Given centuries of male-dominated literature, it seems strange to get women to read male books, when instead we could spend our time reading exclusively female writers and supporting nuanced portrayals of women in the light. Why would a confident woman even bother with these books? Well, first of all, not all of them are the work of a male author, but rather of a writer or even a writer. To give you an insight, there are books in various genres that both men and women might prefer. Although some reports suggest that women don't read fantasy novels as much as they like to, all the evidence suggests they do. I also see more female fantasy writers getting recognition, she says, and more women reading fantasy and buying more of it. When a woman wins a literary prize for fiction, it is usually from a male perspective, from a man's perspective, and if she wins it, it is because she writes about men. At the top of the prestigious ladder, the Pulitzer Prize, a woman wrote the book that won the prize, but it is not considered worthy because it recognizes the most outstanding fiction by an American author. At the more prestigious awards, both the subject and narrative will be male. Below is a list of the books you should read in your lifetime, compiled after a lively debate with Powell's aides. In some ways, it feels like an insult to the immense amount of profound and enduring literature published by both sexes to single out a small group of female writers as outstanding. At the same time, recognizing great writers is a task that we here at Powell are always happy to undertake with vigor, enthusiasm and without apology. We present 25 women writers whom we admire not only for their work, but also for the quality of their writings and their contribution to the world of literature. Since the first publication of this article, many people have pointed out to me that many female fantasy writers have been removed from the list, although many of them work in fantasy works that often feature female protagonists, characters and depth. These authors are authors who are subject to a subject that lies completely outside the traditional forms of publication and gender discrimination. What has changed in terms of what these authors incorporate into their books and what readers actively learn from them? In 2010, Robert Townsend of the American Historical Association wrote, "Of the 1,000 historians surveyed in 2007, only 35% were women." The fact that these authors write for more academic publications seems to reflect the persistent gender inequality among science historians. Universities, printing houses and specialist publishers have a much higher proportion of female authors than their male counterparts, but only about half of male authors. My recommendation list for the book club contains old and new books from different genres, which I think are very popular and are a fascinating topic for discussion at our book clubs. I've read and discussed 6 great novels in 2016, and while There's No Life, A Changing Incident drives the plot, these are two teenagers who feel like outsiders as they try to come to terms with who they are in their own family drama. Thorpe's voice and writing are the star of the show, as are the characters of Bunny and Michael, both flawed and endearing. There is no question that they are men, and although new characters are introduced every year, they have all been men for years. Note the discrepancy: women make up 1 in 4 comic book characters, but women are nowhere near equal. The fact that women have been ignored in comics for decades does not make up for these recent advances. We have tried to diversify this inequality and we have taken note of it, but we have still not come close to equalizing women, let alone the male characters. It is certainly true that men tend to dominate the literary canon in schools, but it is also true of the media. In fact, you could probably just read great women's classics for a lifetime and never lose the stuff to read. In the sense of this list, classical is defined as a book that is more than 50 years old. This list is a collection of great books written by women of the past, not a list of all. Harper Lee is the only female author, though the authors of the list are convinced that Truman Capote really deserves credit. This list is limited to books by women of the past, not a list of all authors, and it is only a collection of great women's classics. If you sum up all these supplements, you would suggest that there are at least as many great writers as there are men, if not more than there are women. This is all for today, friends. My name is Luella and this was episode 1 of The Problem Of. See ya next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.